Hare Krishna. So on the order of His Holiness Bhakti Prem, Swami Maharaja will say a few words. We were speaking about how the Lord is always the supreme reciprocator with our calling of the holy name, although we may not be aware of it. Then we discussed about how one should not call the holy name mechanically. One should call the holy name very consciously, knowing that the Lord is the supreme and whom we are addressing while chanting the holy name. So the sound and the form of the Lord are the focus of the devotee while calling out the holy name. And now today we will understand how the feelings can arise in the heart of a chanter towards the Supreme Lord. According to the standard scriptures, they say it is the duty of the disciple to faithfully satisfy and please the spiritual master, by whose blessings the spiritual feelings arise in the heart of the disciple, without which there is no material possibility of any material attempt or endeavor which can awaken such spiritual feelings. So His Holiness Bhakti Prem Maharaj is here with us for the next few days. He is one such very shining example of a devotee who is a very dear spiritual son of His Holiness Bhakti Chara Swami Maharaj, who since his brahmachari days in Calcutta have seen him for his faithful practice of devotional service with such a heart full of simplicity and straightforward practice, friendliness to the Vaishnavas, faithful obedience and adherence to the instructions of the spiritual master, and great appreciation for all Prabhupada disciples. And he experienced great joyfulness in this moment, and through his chanting and dancing and explaining the meanings of the Vaishnava songs, even in those days. Now I see him the same person after so many years. So he is experiencing such divine feelings of love for Krishna and joy amongst Vaishnavas, because this is actually the gift that he has received by paying the price of making his desires one with his spiritual master's desire. So therefore I did not want to give any shastric example. You have a living example. So in our everyday chanting, we may complain that chanting is not tasty, chanting is mechanical, it is cumbersome, it is like climbing a mountain, I am fed up with it, frustrated with it. That is because we are very I-centered, I-me-mine-centered, very selfish. But if we can uplift our vision to see the instructions of the spiritual master and how to satisfy him, how to please him, how to modify ourselves to align with his orders and desires, so then a disciple will very quickly will elevate oneself to a platform where Krishna, especially Krishna's feminine potency, Srimati Radharani, very kindly will awaken the spiritual feelings in the heart of the devotee. Srila Prabhupada, tomorrow is the day when Prabhupada went to USA. When Prabhupada went to USA, he was getting such amazing feelings while boarding the, while traveling in the Jaladuta, heading towards the west. Because such kinds of intense loving feelings for Guru and Krishna, Prabhupada experienced as a practitioner of the bhakti for practically a lifetime in preparation, as it is said. So we are given opportunity as devotees to everyday morning chant the holy name with a prayerful mood, with a faithfulness and devotion to Guru. And every day is an opportunity for increment, little increment in our achievement of this one particular goal. This is the fact. Narada Muni's instructions were followed by Dhruva. So Dhruva cultivated spiritual feelings to Lord Krishna. The Narada boy in the previous life as a Dasiputra followed Bhakti Vedantas. He cultivated spiritual feelings for Lord Vishnu in his heart. There is no other secret. This is the ultimate secret in one spiritual life to experience the spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness while chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like disciples or ocean of mercy. and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki.